Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we're happy to have with us George Reed, a.k.a. McReed. Welcome, George. We're happy to have you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, George. You're here and we're blessed, and I want to ask you a question. When did you get saved? What brought you to the decision to accept Jesus Christ?
You know, I've listened to a lot of the podcasts, and I've heard that question asked, and I really, really thought about it. And when I was like 15 or 16, we was going to Roy's Church in Burbank in L.A.
Amen.
And, you know, I was raised Christian, but Ian Newland's come one night, and I had something very, very personal in my life going on.
Amen.
And it was a really big struggle for me. And truthfully, there's how good God is. I never even listened to the service. And Ian was closing, and I just wanted to leave and go to the crew. And Ian said, "If you heard nothing, hear this." And it like caught my attention. And I know that at that very moment, I needed to give my life to the Lord. And God really convicted me. And I just, as I was walking down, I said, "God, please help me." And God sent Ian, and Ian prayed with me, and I gave my life. Amen. I believe I was saved that night.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
The Newlands family's done a lot of good for our family, our people.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. It's been mentioned a lot. Amen. Anything you'd like to share with us about that time, George, when you got saved and what was going on at the time?
Standout moments, yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, I had something in my heart, and it was just eating me alive, and it was wrong, and it was sin. And mm-hmm. I really was having a hard time. I couldn't let it go, and it was something that really had a hold on me.
Mm-hmm. And, Amen.
You know, I Amen. Didn't realize how bad it was until God set me free.
Amen.
And I know God did set me free because a few minutes after I got saved, the whole problem come to completely 100% circle, and I was delivered from it, and Amen. It never, ever bothered me again.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, when Jesus set you free, you know you're set free.
Amen. Amen. Indeed.
Amen.
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 So who would you say was your major influences in your walk with the Lord, George? And I know you minister, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I got to tell the truth. Like, Ham and Eddie had a big influence on me. And Ian Newlands, like I said. And then, you know, with you, even, Anime, even when I remember you playing the guitar and singing Christian songs, and Charlie, I've known my whole life. I love Pastor Charlie. He's been a big influence on me, Amen. You know, and I mean, Amen. Bill sitting here has been serving the Lord for a long, long time. You see, the faithfulness is what, when I see someone that's been saved for 30, 40 years, like Old Angus, tonight my girls is going to a woman's meeting he's having, or a girl's meeting in his house. I don't know if he's having it, but
right.
And just people's been so faithful.
So faithful.
The Lord, and it really encourages you to keep on keeping on for God.
They've Amen. Sold into the Lord for many, many years, generational.
And you see it in their kids' life, their grandkids' mm-hmm. life, you know. You see it like John L's preaching, you know, your granddaughter singing in church. We see evidence in our life that
Amen.
God
Amen. Amen. Well, people lead by example. That's
it's a blessing.
It is. Amen. It is. What would you like to share on a note of personal testimonies, things the Lord's done in your life?
You know, I'll tell you one thing that God, and I know you have it too. Whenever it's like a desperate moment in my life, and it could be very serious or just serious to me, when you cry out for help, God is so faithful, and He always, it's like a cliche, but God always comes through for you.
Amen.
And I don't know how it all works out, and I don't know how it's going to work out, but when you get down and you really see God, God sees and hears, and God is just so good, and He loves us so much. That God's so faithful, and he brings you through. You know, I was going through something the other day, and I listen to Adrian Rogers every Sunday morning on the Cowboy Channel. And he told a great illustration, and I want to say it just in case someone's going through something. He said when the disciples was in the sea and the waves was coming and they were crashing in the boat and the storm was going on, Jesus come walking on the water. And he said Jesus didn't walk on the water to say, like, look, I can walk on the water. He said the biggest problem the disciples had that at that moment was the storm and the waves. And he said something that was going to go over your head, Jesus wants you to know what's already under his feet.
Wow. That's good.
Amen. I can't take credit for it, but it really ministered to me, and I like sharing it in case someone's going through something, you know, that they could apply it to their life.
That's good, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Amen.
George, I know you minister, and you've done it through the years, and you got kids, like we all do. How difficult do you think it is in this day and age for Christians to raise kids in a Christian home? Or what advice would you want to throw out there, whatever you feel in that area?
Well, you know, it's like when we started with them youth meetings, they had that Ham and all of them had come out to the Roosevelt Hotel that winter in L.A. and had that big revival. And when they left, God laid it on Joey Watson's heart to start having youth meetings. And
amen.
He just started, and it started, and people started coming. The kids started coming. And I believe we're seeing it with the young ones coming to the corner, that we're seeing God start to pour his spirit out amongst the youth. But to raise, you know, Charlie preached it, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we started talking about materialism.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole world is obsessed with it right now. And it's hard. You got to really lay the foundations laid by Jesus Christ, but you got to build on the Bible, prayer, trying to keep your kids in church. Like my oldest girl, she probably thinks I'm a broken record. I call her every day and I'm like, baby, did you read your Bible? Baby, did you read your Bible? I'm like, to my Mary, are you reading your Bible? Even to my baby Terry, she has a baby Bible. I believe if they keep in the Word of God, God's going to work it out for them. You know,
mm-hmm. Good.
You can't have a relationship with Jesus Christ without being in prayer, in his word, or in his house, giving him glory and honor and praise. You know, there is no relationship, you know?
Yes. Well, it's basically in the Bible, twice. One, God gives a commandment, forsake Sabbath day, remember to keep it holy. And the New Testament says, forsake not assembling yourself together, even as the day grows nearer.
Yep.
And this is the day and age to me. But why does he tell us that? There's something about being in unity and in the presence of God.
Absolutely. When you think back when COVID was on, we would all watch it on Facebook, whatever it was streaming on, and it sure wasn't as good as coming to the house of God. You know what I mean?
Amen.
That's amen. Amen.
Fellowship with the Father is what gets you to know the Father. Mm-hmm. And be able to talk to him as daddy and not just father. And come there with it, whatever you need in life, by studying that word, you and him can talk. And then when you ask him, and he said, you have not because you don't ask. So if we fellowship with him and your kids read the Bible, they're going to ask them for what they need in life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got to give godly advice.
Amen.
And see what Bill said is another thing. If you don't have fellowship, that sanctification process in life, you know, we're justified by Jesus Christ. Sanctification's grown in the Lord, our life, whatever. And if you ain't got that fellowship, you ain't going to be growing very much. I can tell you that.
That's the truth. That's
and you need the three main components. You need fellowship, but the main is you need the Word to understand, the Holy Spirit, and something a lot of people overlook is prayer.
Oh, yes, very much.
Mm-hmm. And prayer isn't always just about gimme, 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 need, need, need. It's about where do you want me to go, Lord? What should I do? Seeking direction.
Absolutely, enemy, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you this question. I know we're going off kilter a little.
That's okay.
Through all the time, you remember all the revivals and all the stuff we've lived through in that. Is there anything you remember from some of them revival times that really just jumped out at you, a memorable moment you'd like to share?
You know, when that revival happened in the Roosevelt Hotel in L.A., I think it was in 98, the movement amongst the young was so good. They had morning meetings, they had afternoon meetings, then they had the meeting like everybody attended in the nighttime. then the young people would stay, and after everybody left, they would have youth meetings.
Amen.
And they would go on to like 11, 12 o'clock at night. Mm. And they would, that was when like people were so hungry for the word of God, like especially amongst the youth. And the thing that I love to see out of it is like Tommy Cameron got saved that winter. Tommy Cameron's still serving the Lord. And he's preaching up a storm. Good at him. Come, and I mean, I never have seen anybody that has a heart to serve people. Yes. When he comes to park and preach, Adam stops and buys the people Chick-fil-A, or he's buying them this. He's just, he wants to serve the Lord and be a servant and give.
Amen.
And he's, you know, a lot of the men that come to park and preach, they got a good heart in them because they're down there and they're concerned about souls, but they want to pitch in and help and do things. That's why I love going with them down there. You know,
Amen.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, the Bible says a couple of things. It says the joy of the Lord's our strength. Amen.
Amen.
In my heart, I believe the reason the youth was so excited back then was they had the joy of the Lord, and that's where they wanted to be. They didn't want to go to a dance or a show. They wanted to go to the meetings, go out and give tracts out on the street. And that's what a lot of people's missing.
Amen.
Because there's so much going on in the world that it ties us up and it takes us away from the joy.
Expectation of coming and receiving.
Amen.
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 Okay, George. What is your vision for our church and our people in the future?
You know, if the Lord tarries, and I believe the Lord is coming too, and, you know, I just want there to start to be young to minister.
Amen.
I know we got younger singers. I know there's younger boys that does offering and that. But, and I mean, I love Charlie, and I love Bill. Bill does a great job, and I love Wee Jackie. You know, and I believe they, and the thing I love about this church is I have never heard nothing but the truth be preached.
Amen.
It ain't like man's version of it or man's opinion. It's a word of God plus nothing.
Amen.
And my vision is that we all come together.
Amen.
That we all get in one accord and we worship God and we seek God and that all of us make heaven our home.
Amen.
I don't want to see no one laughed. I don't want to see no one be deceived.
Amen.
I want everybody to be open and transparent before the Lord. But I know this. No matter what, we got to finish the course that's set before
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And we're going to serve the Lord till the time comes that we're going to be home with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's
what
true.
He started in us, Amen. He's going to finish
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
You know this, you haven't asked a question, but I heard this. And I think this is the reason, like people is, you know, not like Bill said, maybe don't have their joy or that. I heard, you know that man, Jim Caviezel?
Yeah.
I was watching an interview with him, and he said, everybody's so afraid of the devil. And he said, I don't know why people so much afraid of the devil, is he said, God could destroy the devil with a glance of his eye.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hate to be judgmental, but I think a lot of people's losing reverent fear of God.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
You know, I think if we really realize that what we are and how what God is and how holy and good God is and what kind of condition we was in, we would have a little more reverent fear for God.
Amen.
You know, we'd be a little more humble and, like, we'd honor God better. Like, when the song service or the altar calls on, we wouldn't be playing on phones or we wouldn't be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
We would be more focused on the Lord.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
The altar call is not the exit sign to leave the church.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Is there anything else you'd like to add, George? Anything you can think of you want to share before we close?
You know, I just want to thank God for saving me.
Amen.
I want to thank God for delivering me from what he's delivered me from.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, I can't tell you how much I love the Lord and how thankful I am for everything. And I mess up. I ain't saying I'm a good person
Amen.
Or I've achieved or nothing. But the one thing I do know is no matter what comes or goes, I have made up my mind that
Amen.
I'm going to follow Christ.
Amen.
And I'm going to keep serving the Lord till the end.
Amen.
I am
Amen.
Not going to be wavered in what I believe. I'm not going to give up on the Lord. I'm not going to turn my back. No matter with everything, with nothing, I'm going to serve the Lord.
Praise
and
Amen.
God willing,
Amen.
I want my family to
Amen,
serve the
George.
Lord. You know?
That's good.
Amen.
Those endure to the
Amen.
End. That's
well,
what we
that's
want.
That's what I want to do, you know?
Amen. I always say to the girls in that and different ones I'm talking to, we got to try and drag each other over the finish line.
It's the truth, enemy.
Amen.
And there's sometimes you do get beat down in the world and you get a little, and it's good, like Bill said, to have fellowship. you know, to bring people in and draw them and help
Amen.
Back on your feet.
Well, we want to thank you, George.
I love you. Thank you.
We appreciate you. We really do. And I don't have to tell you how much I love you.
Absolutely not. I appreciate you as letting me brave.
Thanks, George, for coming. We appreciate you.
Thanks, George. We love you. And remember Luke 10:19. What God told his disciples, he tells us. So look it up.
Yeah, that's
in the name of Jesus.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Everybody's grabbing their Bibles.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.